Welcome back to the It's a Classic podcast. I'm your host, Zion Lashua, and I'm here once again with my good friend, Sean. Sean, say hi.
Hello.
That was nice. that was a nice hello. Tones. You could like lean in and get a little...
Something ASMR. Hello. Hello
there. Oh my God. Okay, so I want to ask you, so we kind of went over a bit how much you know about like the Greek world in general, but how much you know about like Greek mythology?
Or, you know, more specifically, Hercules? Yeah. Or Heracles?
Yeah, more specifically.
All right, I'll give you everything I know about Heracles.
Okay, sure. Okay, let's do that.
So, first of all, he's an actor named Heracles because he was born from Hera's head.
Mm.
I guess somewhere along the line, they just changed it to Hercules. Romans, probably, after they kind of adapted the story. He was a god. Oh, God. Okay, you know, I'm just going to lead it to the joke. Hades knew that in 18 years of planetary alignment would make the Titans able to be awakened. And so he sent his two snake goons. I think their name was like Pain and Punishment.
Something like that.
I think Panic
and Fear or something. I don't know.
Panic and Disco.
Hades sent his two goons, Panic and Disco, to kill Hercules in his bed.
He tied them together or something. And so they stole him from his bed and like made him drink a thing. And then... I don't know how much of this is actual, like, just made up from Disney.
Right.
And then, like, he didn't drink it all, so he, like, lost his immortality, but he was still strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then Danny DeVito trained him.
That much, crazy enough, is accurate.
Really?
No, Danny, I mean, he does...
Is there a satyr that trains him?
Yes.
Is it Danny DeVito?
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there.
What else? I'm pretty sure Meg doesn't actually exist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure she was a sexual awakening for many a young lad and lady, if they swing that way.
Right, sure, yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure none of that story is accurate.
So what I thought was pretty interesting is that the Hercules Disney movie was the only one that I knew the original story first, right? So, like, the way it, like, because I'd known the story of Hercules before because I was, like, a big nerd myth kid. So I read a bunch of, like, Greek mythology
as a child. You
didn't
know about, like, The Little Mermaid.
No, I mean, but that does exist as like a, what's his name?
Grim Snarl's Tale.
No, it's not the Grimm Brothers, but it's another one whose name I've forgotten. But anyway, so all these stories exist. Like Beauty and the Beast. These are all like old stories that Disney kind of has reimagined in a new way.
It's a German dude with a G name, I'm pretty sure.
Right. But anyway.
Not important.
No, it's not super important, but I'm going to look it up anyway. Because it's going to kill me.
I'm pretty sure it's like Grim Snarl.
Hans Christian Andersen is the one who wrote The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, Andersen.
Yeah. Right, okay. So Hans Christian Andersen.
Hans.
Yeah, yeah. So he's the one who wrote The Little Mermaid and a bunch of other like stories. He wrote a bunch, and Disney's adapted them. So anyway, I didn't know any of those stories. I've since learned about them through like podcasts and other stuff and how the different adaptations are. So when I was watching the Hercules for the first time, because I just watched it late, for some reason, even though I was a huge myth nerd kid, didn't watch Hercules growing up. So I learned about it later. So it was really interesting to me to see kind of how they changed it. So like... You're right. A lot of what is in there isn't accurate, but it's really interesting to see how they were trying to take this story, which is like a very not PG story, and make it into a family-friendly like movie. Like the first thing that Disney kind of had to establish, like Disney really wanted there to be like a nuclear family, right? They wanted Hercules to be from a mother and father that were together.
Right.
Zeus and Hera.
Didn't Hera like hate Zeus?
I mean, Hera was, like, married to Zeus, but also, yeah, for sure hated him because Zeus cheated on her all the time.
There seems to be a common theme with, like, Greek wives.
Oh, just, like, having no agency and their husband, and like, just cheating on them? Yeah, for sure. So that's a good amount of info, and I'm excited to see how you get to see kind of what Disney kept and what they changed. I think that's kind of an interesting thing to look at. But, yeah, so, but the story of Hercules, it's a classic. No cringing this time. So
I'm cringing.
Did it get better?
It's not going to get better. I have to get used to it.
Anyway, do you think I should put the intro song right after It's a Classic and then cut back to so it didn't get any better? Okay, so the first thing we have to do is we have to get to Heracles first, right? So because he didn't come out of nowhere.
He came out of her head, which is kind of like coming out of nowhere.
He did not, but...
Wait, he didn't
come
you're
out of thinking her head? Athena. Athena was born from Zeus's head, I think, is what you're thinking. But maybe, I don't actually remember the beginning of the Disney movie. Maybe he did come out of her head.
No, I think he was just he was just in a crib and was born. Yeah.
So, but pre-Heracles, we get like, we've got to go all the way back to this dude named Cepheus, who was the king of Ethiopia. So,
okay.
Yeah, he's, he, don't worry. So his wife, Cassiopeia, claimed
Cassiopeia?
Cassiopeia. Not O.
Okay.
Like Cassiopeia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she claimed that her beauty rivaled the gods, which is like an absolute no-no in Greek mythology. Mm-hmm. You can never be like, wow, I'm as pretty as the gods, because you will just get smote or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, mistake. So she specifically, she claimed to be more beautiful than the Nereids, who were a bunch of like minor sea goddesses, right? Like they don't like actually like, they're not like Poseidon or any of the big ones, but they are technically
like Poseidon's
still,
goons.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like wenches.
So, but Poseidon, even though like she didn't offend him personally, got enraged that she would even say that his like underlings, mm-hmm, she's more beautiful than them. So he got enraged, so he sent floods and a sea monster to terrorize the country of Ethiopia. The colossal sea monster ravaged the coastline, and a seer claimed that if Cepheus, right? Yeah, that's what I said. A seer claimed that if Cepheus sacrificed his daughter Andromeda to the monster, it would be sated and leave, so then the country would be safe. The king. Like, so a seer was like,
you just sacrifice the girl that like made the claim?
His wife? Yeah. No, I can't do that. That's not what the seer wanted.
Are they three ladies with one eyeball?
No, this is just like a random kind of like oracle seer.
Okay.
Not like the oracle at Delphi, which is a whole different
thing.
Wait,
is this the guy that stabs the ocean?
What?
Okay, so there's, I don't know the details, mm-hmm, but there's like a crazy, I think it was Nero, emperor, because he's the craziest one that
I know. Yeah, he's pretty crazy.
That like declared war on Poseidon and started just stabbing the ocean. He's like,
he's like, I'll get you.
Yeah, I'll get him.
Oh, that's good. No, there was another crazy Roman emperor who like appointed his horse to the Senate, which I forget which one it was. Maybe I'll put it in post. But there was a Roman emperor who was like, yeah, my horse is a senator now. He gets a vote just like all of you do.
How did the horse vote?
I don't know. This was in that era of Nero, kind of where the Roman emperor started to be just off the wall. Hey everybody, Editing Zion here. I'm just here to pop in and clarify a few things. The first of which being that, it's kind of funny, Sean and I are actually both talking about the same Roman emperor, known as Caligula. Both of these stories are actually attributed to him, the first being that he waged war on the ocean, had his soldiers go and attack the ocean, claim victory, and then take some seashells as their like war prizes. The second story is that he elected his horse to be a consul, which is like a bit more dubious, but also could be a bit of a more interesting story, because it could be actually to mock the consuls and the senators rather than just an act of insanity. There's a lot of really funny stuff about this guy, Caligula, so he'll probably be the topic of its own episode, so stay tuned.
Were they like, they were elected, right? They weren't like hereditary?
Well, so yes, but no. Like, so yes, if you were the emperor and you had a son and he was like smart enough to retain power, mm-hmm, he would get it, but that often did not happen. Mm-hmm. It was mostly like, especially in the later Roman Empire, the soldiers would kind of just gather behind a dude, be like, declare him the new emperor. They would march on the capital, throw out the old emperor. That emperor was emperor now.
Oh,
it was chaos. Like, okay. Late Roman Empire was absolute chaos in terms of like, sequential.
It's not the reason they were ruling. Crazy is because you just chose a random dude.
Yeah, probably. And you were just like, he seems okay.
Yeah.
He definitely seems like the dude who won't put his horse in the Senate. And they were wrong.
Yeah, they were wrong.
Anyway, so yeah, so they have to sacrifice Andromeda to the sea monster. So he does it. He puts her on a rock in the middle of the rough sea and just like waits for the sea monster to eat her. But she's rescued by a dude named Perseus, like the famous Perseus.
From the book?
Not Percy Jackson.
Oh.
But that is in the book, Percy Jackson, that's what Percy's named after. Like, mm-hmm, his mom, I mean, this is, I guess, a spoiler a little bit for Perseus himself. His mom named Percy because Perseus is one of the few heroes in Greek myth who gets a happy ending.
Oh.
Like, he doesn't die horribly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is he the one that, like, killed Medusa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, he's a famous dude.
Yeah.
So he rescues Andromeda from the rock. And the two of them, surprisingly, like I said, live happily ever after with little intervention by the gods into their own lives. So, okay, like, which does not happen. The gods, mm-hmm, always like to intervene and get their little fingers in everything. Their kids, however, is who we're going to be talking about going forward a little bit. So, one of their kids, Electron. Sorry, Electrion.
Oh, okay.
Very close.
And his brother, Proton. And yeah, his brother, yeah, Neutron.
Neutron. So Electrion had a daughter named Alcmene. And so Electrion was the king of Mycenae, which is like a city-state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then a rival group, the Teleboans, came to reclaim what they thought was rightfully theirs. They had ruled this land earlier, so they were trying to come back and get it from Electrion. So Electrion defeated them and rejected their claim. But in the process, like, most of his sons died. Like, 8 out of 9 of his sons died in this conflict. Mm-hmm. So then in retaliation for losing, like, as they're, like, running away, the Tellabones are like, fine, but we're going to take your cows. So they took all his cows and they left the country. So Electrion...
Everyone knows that a faithful, like a successful conquest mm-hmm. is to kill all the dude's sons and take their cows.
I mean, I think they kind of, like, despite the fact that they lost, mm-hmm. by definition, they do they kind of come him. Out the winners yeah. here. Like, yeah. they killed 8 of his sons and then took his cows.
And no milk.
Yeah, exactly. Well, how's he gonna feed the new sons? There's no yeah, milk. There are no strong bones.
Their bones are going to be so yeah. weak.
Gonna have squishy bones. So Electrion went on an expedition to retrieve his cattle and, like, get revenge for his sons.
So, yeah. Like, I think maybe she'll end with that.
Maybe.
I gotta get those cows back. Yeah. Oh, and maybe.
And no. maybe, like, I'm a bit upset you mm-hmm. killed my sons. So Electrion entrusted the kingdom and his daughter Alcmene to Amphitryon, his brother, another child of Perseus. These are both, like, mm-hmm. children of Perseus. So Electrion was successful. He got his cattle back. So when he was leading the cattle back to the kingdom, welcomed by Amphitryon, one of the cattle went wild and charged. So he was leading a big group of cattle back in. One of them, like, freaked out and just started charging. And Amphitryon took out his club and threw the club at the cow, right? To, like, knock it out. Just wait, dude. The club then rebounded off of the cow's, like, head and hit Electrion in the head and
killed him.
So
bonk, bonk.
Yeah, exactly. And they both just died. Well, I don't know. The cow, I think, lived, but the Electrion died.
Wow.
So,
do you think that cow was a plant? Like,
the Tellabowans, the guys who stole, were like, we're going to put a rogue cow in the mist.
A wild cow in here.
Just in case.
It'll pan out.
Well, if they did, they were right. Mm-hmm. So he was dead now, and Amphitryon, his brother, was mm-hmm. then banished from the kingdom of Mycenae because he had just killed the king. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to talk about Amphitryon. He's the next important figure in this, like,
there's a lot of stuff chain. Before.
I know, right? It's like, the other thing is, I kind of mentioned this last episode too.
It's like fan fiction.
You always want to connect people yeah. to other famous people. Mm-hmm. So, like, Heracles had to be the children descended from some other famous dude, right? Like, it would be weird if he just came out of nowhere.
I thought was he not a child of the gods?
Half a child of the gods.
Oh, Zeus, like, raped someone. Well, probably,
yeah, we'll,
an
yeah, we'll get to it.
Okay.
But he was descended from Perseus is kind of this is what this mm-hmm. timeline is establishing. Mm-hmm. So Amphitryon was now banished but then he also took Alcmene with him, who was Electrion's daughter, right? The princess of Mycenae. Anyway.
Oh yeah. Okay.
The two of them left together because uh-huh. they had kind of like become buddy, buddy. That's his niece.
Yeah.
Anyway. So they go to Thebes. There Creon, the king of Thebes, purified Amphitryon of his accidental murder of his brother. So, like, you have, like, this, like, blood curse on you mm-hmm. until you're, like, purified by, like, a priest. So, like, he got purified. So he's good now, I guess. Mm-hmm. Alcmene said that she would marry Amphitryon, again, his niece, if he finally avenged her brothers. Because Electrion did get the cows back, but didn't actually kill any of the Tellabowians in revenge for his sons dying. So Alcmene was like, can you avenge
my brothers?
I thought
you meant the revenge was against the cow.
No, I wish. That'd be way funnier. No, so they had to go and, like, kill a bunch of Tellabowans to avenge her brothers. And then if he did that, she would marry him. Mm-hmm. So Amphitryon asked Creon for help.
Who's Creon?
The king of Thebes.
Oh.
That's where they are right now. You might remember him from Oedipus. Creon's in Oedipus.
Is he the one that, like...
He's, like, the advisor in Oedipus, and then in Antigone, he's the king.
No.
Anyway.
Did he have a bunch of dudes at his wife's house when he came back eating food?
That's Odysseus.
Oh, okay. Oedipus was, okay.
Oedipus,
okay.
The play we read in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those probably be episodes too, because those are also wild.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the Odyssey like...
The Odyssey is crazy.
Isn't it like super long?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The Iliad and the Odyssey are like mega, mega stories, and they're mm-hmm. awesome. They're so good. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So Amphitryon asked Creon for help, for the help of Thebes to fight against the Tellabowans, because he couldn't just do it by himself, because he's just one dude. So Creon said that he would help, but first he needed a favor. There was a giant fox that was terrorizing the land, and it was known as the Taumacian fox. And if Amphitryon, like, killed the fox, then Creon would help.
Then you absorb it into your belly.
Yeah, and then
then your son, who has got little swirlies on his cheeks mm-hmm. and yellow hair, is a little rascal.
And he likes ramen.
And he likes ramen.
And he, like, unleashes the fox demon.
We gotta stop with the anime.
I love Naruto.
We gotta stop with the anime.
So the fox was sent by Dionysus, but I like this part. No one's really sure why he sent it. Mm-hmm. He just sent it to start terrorizing the land. It was fated, this is kind of cool, that this fox would always evade capture. Like, it could never be caught. Like, mm-hmm. that was kind of its, like...
magic power.
Yeah, that was a magic power. And villages would sacrifice a son every month to the fox. They'd be like, okay, in order to, like, appease it, we'll just put our boy out in the forest, and the fox will eat the boy and then not kill us. So, perplexed... Amphitryon visited Athens and spoke to Cephalos, who had a magic dog named Lilaps, also known as the Hurricane. So he had a dog named Hurricane, and this dog was fated to always catch whatever it chased.
Oh, so now you're seeing where this is going. There's a paradox here.
So this magic dog he got from Procris, who got it from Minos. Anyway, it's a whole like big chain of this magic dog. But anyway, so Amphitryon gets it. He basically bargains with Cephalos and says, okay, in exchange for some of the profits for looting the Teleboians when I eventually go loot them.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Is it just a normal-sized dog against a giant fox?
Yeah, but it'll always catch it, though.
But that doesn't mean you're going to win.
That's right. So in order for that, Cephalos was like, okay, you can use my magic dog. The dog then set after the fox, and then they would... So it would make sense if they were forever locked in, like, an eternally impossible chase, right? Like, that's the idea.
Or another.
So that's the idea, right? That mm-hmm. they would be trapped in a forever kind of chase. Mm-hmm. But Zeus is like, I don't like paradoxes, so he just turned them both to stone. He did not want a paradox messing up his perfect world, so he had to just fix it right away. So now the fox is gone. So
Amphitryon
then went to fight the Teleboians.
That dude just lost his magic dog?
Yeah.
All right.
He got turned to stone.
Did he at least keep the rock like a smooth?
He better get a big cut of the loot. That's all I'm saying. Because he did just lose a magic dog. Mm-hmm. Oh, you think he like kept a bit of it?
Like how you keep your smooth stone in your
like,
room?
Look, dude, the smooth rock is nice because it's a nice memory, and you can spin it.
His rock is a memory of his magic dog.
He probably could just take the whole statue of the dog, just put it out front of his front door.
Oh, it's a statue. Oh, they just turned them to stone.
Yeah, to stone. Did I say stones?
No, maybe. When you said turn them to stone, I thought you meant they like just poof turn into like these tiny little rocks.
No, I think I assume they just, you know, froze in place like turned to stone.
Okay, that makes way more sense.
Yeah, so then I assume, you know, you could just take the statue of the dog and put it out front of his front door and be like, this is my dog, but now it's a rock.
Next to his penis statue.
Yeah, of course, because he has to mark his territory like a dog would.
Which they also use it.
Oh my god. There's a big joke there, but
we're not smart enough to figure it out,
but I'll let someone else do it. So while Amphitryon was then away fighting the Teleboians with the help of Thebes, right? Alcmene was left alone in Thebes. Now she caught the eye of Zeus.
Wait, who's this? Oh, the girl who was the son of the dude who said, go kill those dudes.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Wait, how did the fox play into this?
So Amphitryon needed the help of Thebes to go get revenge on the Teleboians. Mm-hmm.
But Thebes was dealing with the fox.
So Thebes was like, if you go and get rid of the fox, we'll help you.
Okay.
So then now he was away, Alcmene, his like bride-to-be, right? She said, I'll marry you if you get revenge for my brothers. Caught the eye of Zeus. So first, Zeus tripled the length of the night. Because, you know, he can just do that. Then Zeus changed his form to appear like Amphitryon and went to Alcmene.
Oh.
So he looks like the dude who she's going to marry. He then like goes to her and he recounts all the trials and tribulations of the war. He says like, oh man, it was crazy. We won though and I'm back and I love you. And then they slept together, obviously.
Let this be a lesson, kids. Don't have premarital sex.
Right, then that's true. They should have been married first.
They should have been married first.
If they had just waited.
She just, you know.
She also, if she had like brought up marriage, Zeus would have like left. That dude hates commitment. He would have been like, I'm sorry. I got to go back to the war. I didn't avenge all your brothers. Sorry, got to go.
I only avenged 7 out of it.
Yeah, I got to go kill a couple more of them. Got to hunt down that cow. So the next day, the real Amphitryon comes back. And was, like, pretty confused because now his wife was, like, not excited to see him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yo, what's the deal? She was confused because she was like, you were already back last night. Mm-hmm. Why are you, like, saying that you're back now? And Amphitryon then went to Tiresias, another seer, right, and asked him, like, what's the deal? And so then he told him what happened. Then that night they slept together also. So then...
Oh, the
9 months later,
was mixed together.
Alcmene gave birth to twins.
Oh,
they were born a day apart, though. So she gave birth to a kid and then another kid the next day.
Oh,
the younger son was named Iphicles, and there was no doubt that he was the son of Amphitryon. Looked just like him. Mm-hmm. As much as a baby can look just like their father, but like he did.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, I think some people can see it. Like my mom, like when Yaga was born, was like, man, that looks just like my uncle Charlie.
Oh.
Okay.
I think it's a baby, but
maybe because he's bald, a lot of babies. Like
yeah. So the elder son, the son of Zeus, was named Heracles.
Okay.
So there we go. We got there. It was a bit of a windy road, but now
why
we're did here.
He name it after Hera?
Okay, we'll get to that later. His name's not actually Heracles till later.
Oh.
Right now,
Zeus like rechanges his name.
Like Heracles kind of changes his name, like after
he goes, like
a
the
ceremony,
DMV and is like,
he's like, I want a name change.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, the older son was Heracles. So then his early life, this is similar. When he was 8 months old, Hera, who of course hated him because she was the so
bastard
hated
child.
Him, yeah, yeah, of like her husband, mm-hmm. sent two snakes into Heracles' crib,
pain and punishment.
Just snakes.
and he tied them together like a knot,
and. In some versions, like, so Heracles obviously strangled the two snakes. Mm-hmm. He killed them, no problems. In some versions, which this is kind of interesting, Amphitryon put the snakes in the crib to see which child was his, because maybe it wasn't super obvious, mm-hmm. like I said earlier.
It's like a
test.
Ancient paternity test.
So then he saw that Iphicles fled, so he was like, that's my boy.
Any coward's a son of mine.
Yeah, he saw, like, Heracles, like, strangling the snakes, and he was like, that's not me.
I like that version.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So, while he was young, Heracles learned many skills, chariot racing, wrestling, archery, fencing, lyre playing, all this sort of stuff, right? So then, lyre playing was taught to him by Linos, the brother of Orpheus, which is pretty cool. Orpheus is the guy who goes to the underworld.
Goes down to Hades.
Yeah, exactly.
And tries to take back, hold on, I know her name. She's a character in Hades.
Mm-hmm.
Ophelius? Ophelia?
His name's Orpheus.
Never mind.
It starts with a E. Eurydice is her name. Yeah.
Euclides is like, he made geometry.
Yeah. Yeah. So Linos, anyway, the brother of Orpheus, was teaching him lyre playing, which is crazy because, like, Orpheus,
like a master.
Orpheus is like the god of
it's
music.
It's like Beethoven, like, tutoring some random goon.
Yeah.
On piano.
So then once Linos grew angry with Heracles because Heracles did not care about the lyre. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't want to learn this. Mm-hmm. And so he struck him. And then Heracles struck back, killing Linos. But he didn't get put in prison because he invoked a law of self-defense. He's like, he hit me first, so I hit him back,
yeah,
killing him. It's fine. So then Amphitryon, seeing the danger that, like, Heracles, like, posed to
that
the
dude
people,
just slapped that dude to death.
And he died.
Just one slap and he's dead.
He sent Heracles to, like, go be a shepherd. He was like, go tend to, like, the herds in, like, the outer part of the kingdom. And then Heracles remained, like, with the herds until he was 18. So he, like, did not much. He just, like, looked after sheep and stuff. Then Thespios, who's the king of a place called Thespiae, asked Heracles to hunt down a lion that was killing his cattle.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the famous lion. This is just a different lion.
Okay.
So while on the hunt, Heracles was hosted by Thespios for 50 days. Thespios had 50 daughters and sent one to Heracles every night, hoping that their union would bear him strong sons. Heracles, though, thought they were all the same woman. So he didn't recognize that they were different. He thought he was, like, building a slow relationship with one woman. But no.
He's a himbo. Okay.
So he would go on to kill the lion and wear its skin around his head. So he wore, like, the big lion hood, mm-hmm. thing. It's like his signature look. So he was a. Oh, you like that? Yeah. He's just stupid. I love him.
Were they like all twins?
No, I mean, he just had 50. How could they all be twins? He had 50 daughters. He had 50 of them.
One woman just like a hot air, like a lead, like a zeppelin of babies.
Oh, so then we're leading.
I already love Harry.
Yeah, he's a mess. That I really, yeah. So then, like, some lead up to kind of the labor, because the labors are kind of his main, like, mm-hmm. the bread and butter of the Heracles story, right? So, but once again, there's a lot of layers here. We do need another bit of backstory, real quick. So Clymenos was the king of the Minyans. Not,
he was Groot. He adopted three little daughters.
Not that one.
And stole the moon.
Right. Yeah, Clymenos, aka Groot, got a rock thrown at him by a Thebe.
The moon.
it's not that funny, but I just. Oh. Keeping a joke going a bit longer than it should have been, mm-hmm. sometimes just gets to me. Okay. He got a rock thrown by him by a Thebian and was, like, gravely injured.
It's the whole moon, man.
As he lay dying, he instructed his son Erginos to avenge him. So he died from the rock. Erginos then gathered the troops and viciously attacked Thebes, totally, like, destroying them. They then drafted a treaty saying that Thebes had to give the Minyans tribute of 100 cattle each year for 20 years. So, like, a bunch of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
So then, Erginos sent an envoy to collect the cattle. But guess who was watching the cows this time that he went to go get the cattle? Heracles. Mm-hmm. So Heracles didn't...
So wait, so he upgraded from watching sheep to watching cows?
Yeah. I mean, I assume he's probably watching cows as well. Just like all the herds. Because mm-hmm. he's just like, I want you out of the city. So the envoy shows up and is like, okay, we demand our 100 cows.
Mm-hmm.
And Heracles did not like that. So what he did is he cut off their nose, ears, and hands and then tied them to their neck with a cord saying, take that as tribute. He's crazy.
That's wild.
That's wild. Erginos obviously was outraged. He wasn't actually there. He sent people, right? Mm-hmm. So like Erginos was outraged and marched against Thebes. Heracles then took command and led Thebes to victory, killing Erginos himself.
Okay.
So yeah, so they he's just like leading these people like on a charge.
Is he by the way, is he immortal?
No.
He's just super strong.
He's a demigod, so he's okay. Like half god. So he's like pretty strong. And that's kind of it.
Is Zeus super strong? I just thought his power was lightning.
He doesn't get his power. I think so. Often, so most of the heroes in like Greek myth are like children of gods, mm-hmm. but like
it's not hereditary.
It's not a one for one like in like Percy Jackson, where like mm-hmm. if you're a child of Poseidon, you get Poseidon's powers. Mm-hmm. You're often just kind of strong.
Mm.
Like you don't really get any cool abilities.
Okay,
most of the time, I'm trying to think of like an example that contradicts it, but I can't. Like most of them are just like pretty strong slash intelligent dudes, or like because they're children of a god, they have a relationship with a god and can like call down their influence sometimes. So like if a son of Poseidon was like, you know, sailing, they could mm-hmm. probably be like, Poseidon bless his voyage, and they probably wouldn't have any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But like most of the time, not any like straight up cool powers. He's just like a big dude who's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he killed a dude with one slap. Then, so as a reward for like beating these people who had like been taking cows from them for years, Creon, king of Thebes, gifted Heracles his eldest daughter, Megara.
Oh.
So yeah, she is a... She's real. She's not like a cool, like spunky.
She didn't sell her soul to Hades?
No.
Oh, so Hades isn't involved in this yet?
Not yet.
At all?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. He will get involved much later, but not yet.
Mm-hmm.
So some other awards that he got was a sword from Hermes, a bow and arrows from Apollo, which is crazy, a golden breastplate from Hephaestus.
Wait, from the gods themselves or like the king just
King just,
them?
I guess, had these things okay. and gave them. But I think the gods might have actually like descended and been like, wow, you are amazing here. Have these gifts.
Mm-hmm.
A robe from Athena, and they didn't address if this was from anybody, but he also just made himself a club. Like, he's a big stick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mostly going to be using the club.
Is it the club that hit the cow?
Dude, oh my god. I wish. No, I think it's a new club.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
This is
not as poetic as, yeah, like, yeah. it should be.
Mm-hmm.
However, so he was happy, right? He was, like, he had all these gifts, and he was, mm-hmm. like, married to this new woman, Megara, and then... They had a couple kids, right? So that's good. Nice.
I did not know this guy had kids.
Yeah, he had like two kids.
Does the son of a demigod, is he like a fourth god?
They're probably like...
They're probably stronger than you.
Yeah, they're like stronger than usual, but they don't get like their own cool story about mm-hmm. him most of the time. Although Heracles, his kids have some stories about them, but nothing like that cool. Yeah. Like nothing like this level. But so Hera then cast a curse on Heracles, forcing him into madness.
Oh, and he kills his wife.
In this madness, he threw not only his children, but also the children of Iphicles... his brother into the fire. He killed his children and then also his nephew.
How does his children have cool stories if they were barbecued?
He has kids later.
Okay.
So he doesn't actually kill his wife, interestingly enough. I thought he did too.
Mm-hmm.
But then according to this version, he didn't kill Megara, he just killed their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So now he wakes up from his madness and he's like, what did I do? He's like horrified. So he looks for a way to be forgiven for his crime. So he goes to Delphi. Like, so the oracle at Delphi is like the biggest oracle. Like, if you need an answer, you go there, like, before anywhere else, because mm-hmm. they're, like, the best.
They're, like, Ask Jeeves.
Yeah. Well, you also probably have, like, a local seer, but they're, like, the mega Ask
Jeeves.
They're
Beam.
They're...
So the local seers are Beam.
Right. And
this lady's
the oracle Delphi.
Let's lose the Jeeves, because that, without... I've never used it.
No, I don't.
I was
neither.
Too young.
So, yeah, he goes to Delphi to try to get some answers. So the oracle... Also, this is the time where he's called Heracles for the first time. The oracle is the one who calls him that. Before this, his name was Alcaeades.
Okay.
So that was his name. I didn't bring it up earlier because it was only written here, and I didn't write it earlier, which I probably should have. So his name was Alcaeades.
Drink some water, man.
I need to drink some water, dude. Alcaeades.
It really worked.
Dude. So he went to the Oracle, and so they told him, you should go to Tyrrhenes and serve under Eurysthenes for 12 years and to accomplish 10 labors under him. So
in order to, wasn't 12?
So it's,
we'll maybe give, extra credit?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
So after these 10 labors, he would become immortal. So the Oracle foresees that you will become like immortal after you do these labors, though. Mm-hmm. So now Heracles goes to Eurysthenes and is like, all right, like hit me up with that first task. I'm ready to kind of get these out of the way because he wants to kind of be immortal.
Why does he, I thought he was trying to atone for his...
So he is. So he's like, this will atone for that.
Becoming, just doing your cool, awesome power?
Doing the 10 labors is like kind of penance. Mm-hmm. Then I guess the Oracle just kind of tacked on after that. It's like, oh, after that you'll be forgiven, but also you'll get the perk of being immortal.
Okay.
So he goes to Eurysthenes, and so Eurysthenes sent Heracles to go and fetch the skin of the Nemean lion. So this is the famous lion.
Yeah, he's a big lion.
He's a big lion. So the Nemean lion was a lion born from Typhon and Echidna, which are like these two kind of like ancient deities that are the parents of like all monsters. Like all monsters kind of come from their union, these two like primordial beings.
Is an echidna just a real animal?
Like, yeah, an echidna is an animal.
It's Knuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, what was the first animal?
Typhon is his name.
I was just trying to think of another cartoon. Right, it didn't work.
But I like the Knuckles analogy. Yeah, Knuckles. So, but this lion has impenetrable skin.
He flies and he has pointy knuckles, too.
The lion?
Yeah, because he's descended from
Knuckles. Descended from Knuckles the Echidna?
He's the guardian of the Chaos Emerald.
He doesn't really fly, though. He just does a weird glide.
He just falls.
Yeah, slowly. But the Nemean lion, what he actually has is some like impenetrable skin. It's like no weapon can like pierce it. Mm-hmm. Like, is that what like Luke Cage is? I haven't actually seen Luke Cage, but he's like bulletproof or something.
Can I guess on how he kills this lion?
Sure.
Does he just choke it out?
Maybe. You'll start to learn that that might or might not be Heracles' solution.
His calling card.
His solution to everything.
Is that how he kills the Hydra? Like, I can't slice these heads off. I'm just going to choke them all.
Maybe. Dude, stop guessing it. So Heracles reached Nemea and tracked down the lion. He tried to shoot it with arrows, but they bounced off the skin, right? That's like the whole thing. He then chased after it with his club, but the lion took refuge in a cave with two entrances. So like a tunnel, I guess. He just went into this cave and has like two kind of ends.
So it's kind of like when you try to chase someone around a table, like he would come in from one end and then the lion would go at the other.
Right.
And then you would wrap around and go in through the other.
But then
you
go back
and
in.
You go back through. Yeah.
So Heracles was getting fed up with this like this cat and mouse game. So what he did is he like walled off one entrance. Mm-hmm. He just, like, rolled a boulder in front of it. They don't actually go into detail about how he did it, but I assume just rolled a boulder.
I'm assuming he just rolled.
He didn't just, like, build a wall.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant they didn't go into detail on how he rolled the boulder over there.
No, they didn't go into detail on how he covered the...
Okay.
It seems self-explanatory. He just pushed it. So then he lay hiding on, like, the only exit that the lion could now leave from. So when the lion came out, so he was, like, above it. Mm-hmm. And Heracles, like, just leaps on it.
He just, like, leaps on it, like a little leapfrog.
Yeah, exactly. He falls right on top of the lion. And, He then choked the lion to death. So you called it, one for one. He hoisted it then on his shoulders and head back. The whole endeavor only took him like 30 days. So it was like a really quick labor.
That doesn't seem very quick to kill one lion.
I mean, he had to track it. That was the thing. It like kept running away.
Okay.
So then he returned to Eurysthenes, who from now on I'm going to call him Yuri, because Eurysthenes is long. Mm-hmm. So Yuri was too spooked by Heracles' strength.
Oh my God, it's a big lion, dude. God. That is a very deep cut.
I like
it's
that.
It's so
though.
Deep.
Oh my God.
It's like, he's the big lion.
So he wasn't scared of the lion, actually. He was scared of Heracles. Mm-hmm. He was like, this dude just killed this lion. Yeah. So he didn't let him back into the city. He told him to like display his like trophies outside the gate. So basically, Yuri would like come to the gate, look out and be like, yeah, that's the lion. And then be like, you did it.
Good job, buddy.
So he was so scared of Heracles that he made himself like a bronze. So it's described as a bronze capsule beneath the ground to hide in. It's like a panic bunker in case Heracles ever got into the city, he could run to his panic bunker.
That's
and, like,
so funny.
I know. And he never talked to Heracles after this. He just like sent.
He just ghosted him after he dealt with his lion problem?
He sent, No, this is the guy who sent Heracles on the trial in the first place.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he sent him on the quest.
Right.
Don't worry,
he's going to send him on, like, 10 more quests, but he's going to do that through a herald. He's going to, like, send someone to, like, give him a note, say, this is your next quest, because he didn't want to talk to Heracles anymore.
Was he scared of Heracles before?
No, he didn't know anything about this dude.
Okay, so the fact that he killed a lion, like, the thing that he wanted him to do is, like, that's scary.
He's like, I can't believe he did the thing I wanted him to
didn't,
do.
I didn't think he could do it.
They've kind of, like, so there are a lot of interpretations of this kind of setup. Make Eurysthenes out to try to kill Heracles by sending him on impossible tasks. Mm-hmm. But the myth that I read from Apollodorus didn't establish a relationship between Eurysthenes and Heracles for that motivation to exist. Mm-hmm. So I assume that's kind of like later authors trying to like give a reason for why this dude is just giving him impossible tasks. Mm-hmm. Right? Like wanting him to fail. Like mm-hmm. if he wanted to, he could just give him like hard, but like much more doable tasks. Like, I don't know. Go like farm an entire field of pumpkins mm-hmm. or whatever. They didn't grow pumpkins, but like something. But so now he had to order for a second laborer. Second labor is another popular
Wait,
one.
Wait, hold on. Did he not make, like, armor or anything out of this lion skin?
So he did, like... he did exchange kind of the lion skin he already wore for, mm-hmm. like, this one. So okay. he looked the same. Like, he didn't, like, you couldn't tell a difference, but now this
lion skin
was way better.
Yeah.
So second labor, Yuri then orders Heracles to slay the Lernaean Hydra.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So this Hydra was another child of Typhon and Echidna, but this time was actually raised by Hera to be an adversary for Heracles. So, like, she raised this beast, like, with this explicit goal of trying to, like, take down Heracles with it.
Does he know that? Or, like,
no.
Okay. That's some advanced planning. She knew that this, right? this dude would make Heracles.
She's a goddess. She just, like, knows all this stuff, I guess. So, the Hydra then had an enormous body, like, huge girth, and then 9 heads. The number of heads actually varies. Like, in some stories...
It's 8.
Some stories it's 8. But regardless, like... All but one of the heads are mortal, as in they can be killed, and one of them is immortal.
What does the body look like? You said it's girthy?
Yeah, it's like a big kind of like...
Is it a snake, or is it like a lizard?
It's got legs, like a big lizard thing. Like a big dragon, kind of.
Okay. Like with 2 legs or 4?
I think it had 4.
Okay.
But a lot of the kind of visuals of the Hydra are from... A lot of the visual of any monster in like ancient Greek stuff is like from like pottery.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Often they would pretty minimize a lot of the detail.
They would just,
yeah, exactly. Because that's like the important part. Like no one cares about the Hydra except for the heads and a couple other parts. So Heracles, he was like, I can't do this alone. I need, well, actually, that's not what he said. He needed a ride because he didn't want to walk all the way there. So he recruited Iolaus, his nephew, mm-hmm. To serve as his charioteer to like drive him as a chauffeur to all these different places.
Hold on, just a question.
Yeah.
What's his relationship with his stepbrother after he barbecued his babies?
Iphicles does not come up ever.
Okay.
Probably not good. But good enough that Iphicles was like, yeah, you can take my son as your charioteer, I guess. Mm-hmm. You killed 2 of my kids already, but I guess you can
barbecued
have a third
the
one.
First 2, but you know
but
what?
I've had others now.
Yeah.
Not okay. a big deal.
I don't like this one.
I can make more. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You can take him to fight the Hydra, mm-hmm. and it's fine. So the 2 make their way to the mouth of the river Emimone, which is in Lerna, which is where the Hydra is. They found the Hydra's lair, and then Heracles just, like, threw some torches in to, like, drive it outside. They wanted it to come out of the cave. When it emerged, what did Heracles do? He tackled it and, like, bashed its head with his club. So he just started, like, going at it with his club. Mm-hmm. But when everyone was destroyed, the classic thing is the 2 grew back. That's, like, the whole Hydra thing.
I think
thing.
It's more... visually appealing when mm-hmm. it's cut off and 2 grow in its place. If you just squish
it, he just squishes
head,
it, and then and like then the squishy bits like kind of like out into 2 other heads.
Uh-huh.
That's how I interpreted it, mm-hmm. I guess. No, it does make way more sense if the stump thing kind of splits.
Yeah.
The other thing is, it doesn't necessarily say that it splits into more necks, so it could just be 2 heads kind of like right next to each other on the same neck like line.
It's just super crowded. Like Arthur and Wheezy from Dragon Tales.
Yeah. This is the thing I don't understand. While he's fighting the Hydra, mm-hmm. a giant crab shows up and it starts attacking Heracles' feet. Like he was
Wait, hold on. Like a giant crab,
a
like
big
bigger
one.
Than Heracles, or
no, like
but or
like,
just a big crab,
like a dog-sized crab.
And he's still just nipping at his feet.
He's just grabbing his feet a little bit. So the Hydra like somehow partnered with this crab and was like, "You're gonna take him down while I got him distracted." There's no elaboration on why the crab is there. Who sent the crab? Nothing. There's nothing about the crab. Except that then Heracles, like, just, like, stomps down and kills the crab.
Okay.
Like, he just, like, drives his foot, like, through that, like, crab body. Mm-hmm. Then he calls for help of his own. He tells Iolaus to set the nearby forest on fire. Mm-hmm. Just, like, set it ablaze. Then Heracles then uses strength to kind of, like, force the Hydra, like, into the forest as he's, like, wrestling with it.
Mm-hmm.
Where he then, like, as he's wrestling again, reaches out and, like, grabs flaming branches off the trees and, like, cauterizes the head wounds so they don't regenerate. So, like...
The squished bits?
Yeah, so basically, he somehow, like, I guess has his legs, like, mm-hmm. wrapped around the Hydra, bashes it with his club, then grabs a flaming thing and, like, like cauterizes the wound, so then the heads don't grow back.
So, you know how you said, like, it doesn't say that he grows more necks, just more heads? Does it get to a point where, like, there's, like, one neck, and it's got, like, a flower of heads just all around it?
I like to think so.
Yeah.
Although there is kind of a dragon like that in mythology as well that just has, like, 100 heads, and they're all just kind of, like, a mess. He's actually in this story. We'll meet him later.
Cool.
So then, Heracles and like, so cauterized the Hydra next so they wouldn't grow back. Then, when he had narrowed the Hydra down to only one head, right, the immortal one, who, like, as much as he bashed it wouldn't, like, die, he then cut it off. He cut off the immortal head and then dug a deep hole and buried it and then placed a very heavy rock over it.
So it's still there.
So the head is supposedly still there to this day. I guess when they said that only one head is mortal, they literally just meant the head because the body died. Like, the head is still alive in a deep hole somewhere.
I'm gonna be honest. I thought the way why were you all like, stop guessing? He didn't strangle the Hydra.
I mean, he like kind of did. He tackled it. He likes to tackle things. I guess is more accurate than strangling.
I thought he would like tube tie like make a balloon animal out of the
like,
neck.
He like. Oh, it could have been like an epic kind of like flashback to his childhood. He was like, oh, I tied those snakes in a knot. I'll just do the same thing again with all these snake heads. But now he just...
Maybe that happens in the movie, and that's why I thought it happened.
Oh, maybe. He does fight a Hydra in the movie, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he ties it. Or I don't know.
Could be.
Makes a balloon.
This one, there's a lot of fire involved. This is important. He then dips all his arrows in the blood of the Hydra, which is like incredibly poisonous. Mm-hmm. This is like going to be his trump card going forward. Mm-hmm. Forever. Mm-hmm. He never runs out of these arrows.
He must have had like them?
Probably if he goes and grabs them. Mm-hmm. Some situations though it really
doesn't seem possible.
Pretty difficult for him to go get it. Yeah.
He just shoots it into the sea and kills like a kraken.
And he's just like, I gotta go get that arrow. Sorry.
I'm running out.
It's like an insta-kill arrow I needed.
It's overpowered.
Yeah. So after all of this, he heads back to Eurysthenes, Yuri, and then finds out that Yuri says this labor isn't gonna count because Heracles had Iolaus's help.
Wow.
Does not count. So that's how we're going to get into the 12 labors.
Okay.
So this one, it doesn't count at all. It's now the third labor.
It does seem like this guy hates this dude.
Right? Like, that's what I really want to know this relationship, but there's nothing. Nothing that I could find in this source anyway. So then Yuri wanted Heracles to bring the Cerinthian hind, which is a deer. Like, a hind is just a word for a deer.
Okay.
This deer had big golden antlers, and it was sacred to Artemis. It's a little bit of backstory about the deer. Zeus was trying to rape a woman named Tegete, who was a daughter of Atlas. That's not important, but she is. Artemis saved her by turning her into a deer with the golden horns. So then I guess Zeus was just like, ew, yucky, an animal.
But he did, like, after Zeus lost interest?
Yeah.
He didn't change her back? All right.
It is said that this deer is to remain ever the hunted. Even when it is killed, it will kind of, like, get reborn to be hunted again.
Okay.
So Heracles didn't want to, like, hurt or kill the deer because Artemis would be super upset with him. Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, sacred to her. So he tracked it for a full year. He just, like, followed it, like, kind of, like, slowly trying to creep up on it. The deer began to tire from, like, a year of being hunted and was eventually, like, crossing a river. Mm-hmm. And Heracles was able to, like, capture it and overwhelm it with his strength. In some versions, with this, I don't think this is accurate. He shoots it with the arrows, which would have made it just instantly die. Mm-hmm. So we don't think he did that. In other versions, he uses, like, a net and, like, grabs it and just, like, kind of holds it. He then carries the deer. And then on his, like, trip back, he actually runs into Artemis and Apollo, just kind of, like, chilling in the forest. Mm-hmm. And she's like, dude, you better...
Is that my deer?
Is that my deer? Hold on, let me check those. Are those golden horns? You got to release that deer right now. So then Heracles, like, pleads. He's like, dude, I'm just trying to do my quest for this dude to get, repentance for killing my kids. Mm-hmm. I'm going to release the deer after, though. It's fine. Don't worry about it. So Artemis is convinced and is like, okay, yeah, you can go bring the deer back. Heracles then returned with the deer still alive. Yuri saw it, was like, cool, and just let it go.
he splays it out in front of the castle, in front of the walls. He's like, that golden horns? All right, cool. And he just like, and the deer just hops off into the forest.
So then, the fourth labor. A lot of these kind of like fly by because they're pretty simple, right? Just go get a thing. This one is to hunt the Erymanthian boar. Now,
there's a lot of animals involved.
Yeah.
There's way more animals than I thought.
Right. It's just a lot of big animals.
Yeah.
This one, though, is a bit of a mess. So, on his way to Psophis, which is where the boar is, Heracles passes through a region called Pholo, and he stops and he's entertained by the centaur Pholos. So he hangs out with the centaur. The centaur then served
mad chilling.
Roasted meat to Heracles, but then ate raw meat himself. That's just a centaur detail. They don't cook their meat.
Okay.
Not essential at all.
I would think centaurs are herbivores. Grass.
So they have like a human body, right? You think they just kind of like lean all the way over and just like nibble?
Or just like pluck it up with their hands?
Oh yeah, they just throw it in their mouth. That makes way more sense. Why would they not just like grow and harvest it? Why would they
bend all the way over
like a horse and eat it? Yeah, dumb. So then Heracles was like enjoying the meat, right? He asked for some wine, and then so the once jubilant Pholos becomes like much more reserved and nervous. He's like, I don't know. We probably shouldn't open the wine. Mm-hmm. He said that he did have a jar containing wine, but they should not open it because it's been deemed the property of all centaurs, and to open it without the others would be, like, bad. Mm-hmm. So he shouldn't do it. The other thing is centaurs are often driven mad by the scent of wine. so it was only opened on very special occasions. Heracles wasn't listening and opens the jar. The scent then wafts across the nearby hills, drawing the attention of every centaur around. Then they then arrive at the abode of Pholos, armed with rocks and fir trees, which this completely skews my perspective of how big a centaur is. Because they're just carrying a fir tree as a weapon.
What is a fir tree?
It's like a pine tree.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a Douglas fir is what a lot of people use for Christmas trees. Mm-hmm. So they're like, they can be up to 12 like feet tall. Mm-hmm. And they're just like kind of like holding this thing as like a weapon. They
have bobbles on them too.
I hope so. Like that would kind of be like extra damage, right? They'd like shatter and you get like the explosion. So then the centaurs like try to enter, and Heracles begins like hurling torches at them again. I guess it's like another move of his.
His three special moves: tackling, throwing fire, and these poison arrows.
And the poison arrows, dude, God, that's his one kick. That's his one hit KO move. Mm-hmm. So he throws the torches at them.
I have to give it to Heracles though. Yeah. This is kind of the best situation for using fire because when you throw fire at them, they lose their weapon.
That's true. Just cast a tree on fire and then what?
Yeah.
They can't hold it. Although they do have a moment where they then have a flaming weapon, which is pretty cool. That's true. But then after that, it's very low durability.
Yeah.
So the centaurs then like run away. They're like, mm-hmm. okay, we're not going to mess with this dude. Mm-hmm. Heracles then chases them all the way to Malia, which I couldn't find out exactly how far away that was. Mm-hmm. But the way they describe it, it sounds like it's a different country. Like he just like runs like for weeks chasing these centaurs to get revenge for them just like trying to drink the wine that he was drinking.
Okay.
Yeah. So the centaurs then sought refuge with Chiron, which is the wisest and noblest of all the centaurs. He's like the one who like taught Achilles and a bunch of other ancient heroes. He teaches like a bunch of people. He's known as like being the like intelligent civil centaur. Most centaurs
he's like the centaur in Harry Potter that became a professor.
Yeah. Or he is just literally the camp counselor of Camp Half-Blood.
What is that?
In Percy Jackson.
I've never.
Okay. Chiron is just the caretaker of the children.
Is he named Charon?
Yeah, it's book? Just this. It's the same dude.
Okay, so like, not a,
not a, not a reference. Just it's him.
It's just a him.
Yeah. The wise. Well, yeah.
Not
the wise,
a metaphor.
No, it's not a metaphor. It's a direct stealing. So Heracles continued his assault, not even caring, right? And eventually hits Chiron in the knee with a poisoned arrow.
Oof.
Yeah. So Heracles was horrified because this dude is like the teacher of all the famous heroes that Heracles would know. He'd know of like Achilles and all these people, right? Mm-hmm. So he's like horrified. He runs in and tries to help, but the wound is incurable.
Just rip the leg off?
Chiron is immortal, so he cannot die.
Uh-huh.
But, the other thing to note is that Heracles is like shooting these arrows at the centaurs as they're running away. So he's killed probably like hundreds of centaurs at this point.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is a situation where it does make sense that he could grab the arrow as he's just chasing after the centaurs, just grab them out of the dead bodies. So Chiron is immortal, so he cannot die, but is instead in like constant unending pain.
Mm-hmm.
So he returns to his cave and he desperately wishes to die. He's like, please let me escape this suffering. But he can't. Prometheus would eventually offer to take Chiron's immortality so that the centaur could finally be in peace, which is like this whole weird exchange of like immortality, which kind of comes up later. So after Chiron is like hit with the arrow and kind of like slinks back to his
just
cave.
Just let me die, yeah. Man.
The rest of the centaurs scatter.
Mm-hmm.
So then cut back to Pholos, who's back in his home, right?
Dude, I, okay.
Yeah.
I just gotta say.
By the way, this is the quest to go and kill the boar.
Super dick move.
Which one?
This whole thing,
yeah.
He was mad chilling with the centaur. He gave him cooked meat and he was like, I don't want you to drink that. Drank it. And then he got mad at the guys getting mad at him.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he chased and killed them all.
And then killed like
their main leader.
Yes, the main
they killed their
leader.
President.
Well, it's only just begun because then, so cut back to Pholos, right? The centaur at the beginning who gave him the cooked meat.
Mm-hmm.
Is examining one of the corpses of his brethren and pulls out an arrow and he's like, wow, this thing's crazy. It killed the centaur in one hit.
Mm-hmm.
He then drops it. It goes into his foot and he dies.
I thought that would be plot relevant.
Like, no. No. Heracles then returns from his centaur genocide.
Wait, hold on. Sorry. Just one second. Before we go, move on.
Sure. Yeah, we can dwell on this. I don't mind.
He dropped it on his hoof, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, a hoof doesn't stick out. It's like vertical. He drops it. It doesn't skim his, like, knee or leg, and it hits specifically
It said his foot.
Okay.
But the other thing is, a hoof is like a fingernail, right? It's kind of like a similar. So if it pierced his hoof, it wouldn't, like, get into his bloodstream.
You think
so?
I think there's, like, nerves and stuff.
Okay, I don't know anything about horses.
Okay.
So Heracles then returns from his centaur genocide and finds Pholos dead.
Mm-hmm.
He's just super sad about it. So he buries him. And then he went to hunt the boar that his quest was actually about. He chased the boar far up a mountain, eventually trapping it with a noose. And like as it like trudged through the snow, because there was snow at the top of the
mountain. Is a noose like a lasso?
Yeah.
Okay. He didn't hang it from a tree.
No. So the issue with the centaurs, by the way, was 15 really long run-on sentences in this whole thing. The actual boar, which was the quest, was a single sentence. It's basically just like, he finds the boar and kills it. I'm like, that's the whole quest. Oh. So then he goes back into fifth labor. Like, that labor's over. He shows the boar. And
do people like centaurs?
No.
Oh, okay. So it was a good thing that he did this.
Good, I don't know. But people weren't upset. They weren't plussed. Most centaurs are like...
Yeah, they're nonplussed.
Yeah, most centaurs are like kind of war hungry and they do a lot of killing and stuff. Like, Chiron is like the reason that they emphasize how much he's like wise and stuff is he's the exception.
Yeah.
Most of them are kind of like animals. Like, mm-hmm. And they go mad from the scent of wine and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not condoning it, but a lot of people were like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Heracles and Hercules in Roman times. By the way, you're right that Heracles is Heracles in Greece, and then in Rome they changed it to Hercules.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, but
what did they name Hera in Rome? Jupiter?
It's Juno is her name.
Okay.
Just not related.
She's named like Junolese.
So there was like a lot of like reverence for Heracles. He's like the hero of like mythology, right? So you'd mm-hmm. kind of want to emulate him.
Mm-hmm.
So like nothing he did, even though like to us it might seem bad, was probably not frowned. Like they were all like good on him.
Mm-hmm.
So the fifth labor. This one's not directly animal related.
What do you mean directly?
So Yuri now ordered Heracles to remove the dung of the cattle of Augeas in a single day. So Augeas, it's
like a mad poop pile. Yeah,
Augeas had a bunch of herds of cattle that he never cleaned up after. Mm-hmm. So this whole pen that they were in just like they were probably up to their necks in their own feces. These poor cows.
You know what this is like?
What?
Remember in Diary of a Wimpy Kid when the dog sat for someone and he didn't clean up their poop because I'll just do it all in one go. And then she came home early. Did you think I was going to reference the American beef industry?
Yes, I thought, you know what this is like? Factory farming.
It is like factory farming, but I thought that was a little bit too dour.
No, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up. I much prefer references to Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Mm-hmm. Deep cut.
Yeah, another one. So, Augeas owned many herds of cattle, but he never cleaned
like
it.
More like Jurgis.
My God. Heracles thought that he could maybe sweeten this deal, though, right? So he goes to Augeas and offers. He's like, dude, I'll clean your stables in a single day if you give me a tenth of your cattle.
Okay.
He did not tell Augeas that he had to do it anyway because he was, for his quest, right?
Sweeten the pot.
Yeah, he's just like, I'll do it for, I would do you a favor. Mm-hmm. Augeas is like, yo, that's impossible. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll agree.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a single day is crazy. So then Augeas instructed his son, Phileas, to watch over Heracles and make sure that everything was
above the board.
Yeah, exactly. Heracles then goes up to the big cattle pen thing and like just bashes in a section of the wall, just like destroys it. He then goes to a nearby river and just digs a trench, redirecting the river. So then the river just flows into the cattle pen, just flooding it. I assume he got the cattle out before he did this.
they just float up.
Then what he does is once it's like totally flooded, he goes in and bashes a hole in the other side of the wall, so then the water all leaves like downhill. Then he corrects the flow of the water, and boom, it's clean.
He just moved it somewhere else.
Yeah. You know what that's like? The American industrial complex with pollution. I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay.
leave the
scathing criticisms of America
to you. You're right. Yeah, yeah. I don't. It's not my natural habitat.
Yeah, you're just like, I want a Pepsi. I like Coke.
I don't know. I don't like Coke. I want a lick-a-tongue figure.
I saw an ad for Coke, and now I want Coke.
Dude, those polar bear ads, though, they get me every time.
What about the one? You know what? This is no. That's
no. No. Go ahead.
No. Remember the ad where, like, some lady stopped a protest by giving someone a Coke.
It was a Pepsi.
Okay.
Pepsi got a lot of hate for that ad.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Dude, imagine if they put that ad out now.
like there's a Black Lives Matter rally
and like police and riot shields. They're just like. Here's a Pepsi.
They're like shooting rubber bullets, and like someone's like just like crawling through like there's bullets flying overhead, and they like offer up a can of Pepsi.
Oh my God! You know it's kind of funny when like companies are completely tone deaf. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. Anyway, so he bashed in a section of the other wall. The water drained out. Heracles then went to collect his reward from Augeas. Right? He was mm-hmm. like, "I cleaned out your stable single day. I get a tenth of your cattle." Augeas had since found out that Heracles like had to clean it out anyway,
mm-hmm.
And he would have had to do it without even
paying, in a day
paying him. Yeah, the task was to do it in a day.
Well, no, like he figured this out in a day.
Yeah, he like must have just been like, "Hey, Heracles is here. That's crazy." And someone's like, "Oh yeah, he's doing 12 labors for Eurysthenes, and one of them was to clean out your cattle,"
mm-hmm.
which somehow they like everyone knows about.
Right. Hold on. What was I going to say? Why did he want these cattle? Was he just, like, mad hungry?
Oh, Heracles?
Yeah.
You know, cattle is, like, cattle is profit. They're just, like, net profit because mm-hmm. you can just milk them or whatever.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't specifically say why.
Do cattle specifically refer to male cows? Or is cattle just, like, all cows?
I think it's
mixed.
I think you get, like, a couple. Like, you get some bulls. You don't...
Oh,
I think
a male cow's, like, a bull and a female's a steer? No, a steer is also a male.
Yeah, steer is
a male. Steer is a castrated male. What is a female cow? Is it just a cow?
Oh, God. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
You'd probably get a couple bulls because then you could breed the cows and get more cows.
Mm-hmm.
So Augeas denies Heracles' reward. He's like, even going as far to say that he had never made that deal in the first place, mm-hmm. which was a weird move. The two eventually would bring this issue to tribunal. So mm-hmm. suddenly this became like a courtroom drama mm-hmm. where like,
dun, dun.
Yeah, the judges then took their seats. After hearing both sides of the story from Heracles and Augeas, they request the testimony of Phileus, the son. And they're like, so what did you see? Mm-hmm. And Phileus is like, I can't
lie.
Dude
just punched a river into the ground.
I can't lie. My father did say that he would pay him the cattle if he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Augeas flies into a rage, banishing his son. Mm-hmm. He's like, how dare you like go against me? Heracles got his cattle. Because like... The law stipulates that he mm-hmm. had to get his cattle. Now, on his way back to Uri for the next task, Heracles encountered Dexamenos, who was being forced to give his daughter away to become the bride of Eurytion, a centaur. Heracles could not abide this injustice.
I messed those centaurs up. Just drop my name, he'll drop it.
Like, I am the bringer of death.
I am the bringer. Centaurs everywhere.
I am become centaur death. So Heracles lay in wait, and when Eurytion came to accept this accept his bride, Heracles jumped out and killed him with a poison arrow. So that, another centaur could have gotten it back very easily. She kills the centaur, grabs his arrow.
Why did he need to jump out to kill it with the arrow? Couldn't he have just shot it from the bush?
Drama, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
When Heracles eventually arrived back in Mycenae, Eurysthenes said that this labor would also not count because Heracles got paid for it. That's why it's important that he got his cattle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why? Do you think that he was just a really bad shot with his bow, so he was just stabbing them with the arrows, and that's why he needed to jump out?
That's so much better. He did, unfortunately, there is, like, records of him learning archery as a child, so he probably was okay at it.
But what if he, like, hated it, like the lute or the lyre? He's like, this is dumb.
I'm not going to need to shoot things. Yeah. I'll just run up and stab them, or bash them with my club, or hug them till they die. The sixth labor, another animal-based one, he was ordered to drive off the Stymphalian birds. So these were birds who had settled in a dense forest near the lake of Stymphalus. And in some accounts, these birds were man-eaters, like they would eat people.
Mm-hmm.
They would attack the nearby city of Stymphalus and eat the children. So they're bad. So the quest was to get rid of them. Heracles was at a loss. He like did not know how to drive these birds. Well, he tried and they would just like ignore him.
They would fly away.
They'd fly away and then come back. So he prayed to the gods for guidance. Athena then descended upon him.
Hold on, can I guess how this works out?
Sure.
Does he get a Pegasus to like go and hum down?
No.
Oh.
Way better.
Oh. He grows wings?
Athena descends upon him and gave him a set of bronze castanets.
The clacky instrument.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how this goes.
They had been fashioned by Hephaestus, the god of the forge and all this stuff. So Heracles,
the one who granted fire?
The Prometheus is the fire guy. Hephaestus is like he's like the god of like blacksmith and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he's like the best at it. Heracles climbs a mountain with a view of the lake and begins to rattle the castanets.
Just doing a little dance?
Yeah, just doing like a little flamenco. The birds are unable to bear the noise and took off in flight. Heracles then brings them all down with his arrows. So the quest is just to get rid of them, but he's like, the best way to make sure they don't come back is so they're dead. Mm-hmm. So he just kills them all. So the castanets work pretty well.
Yeah.
Bit of a roundabout way to get there, though, for sure.
Yeah.
I love the bronze castanets. They're like one of my favorite bits of this story.
Do you think that some like king was like, you see these? These are the brass castanets.
Dude, that is 100% a thing that a king did. In like the ancient Greek world, like, these are the bronze castanets of Heracles.
He like whispers
to drive away the Stymphalian birds, dude. And then there's like a street peddler like selling like hundreds of bronze castanets, be like, genuine Heracles.
He like opens up his trench coat and there's like castanets all over.
You want to buy some castanets? So success.
What? My guess of the Pegasus was so
no
wrong.
Dude, I loved it when you guessed the Pegasus. I was like, oh man, he's not gonna see this one coming. Hey, sorry to interrupt again, it's me editing Zion. I'm just here to pop in and say that the myth of Heracles has so much juicy stuff packed into it that we couldn't fit it into a single episode. So thank you all for listening to the It's a Classic podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for the conclusion of the Heracles story. Be sure to follow us on all of our socials. That includes Twitter and Instagram and all those good things. And have a great day.